Welcome to Bootstrap MD, the Physician Entrepreneurs Podcast, your source to help you, the entrepreneurial doctor, live life on your own terms. Get new ideas and inspiration to help you find more balance in your professional life. If you're ready to get the knowledge without all the hype, you've come to the right place. It's the Bootstrap MD Podcast. And now your host, Dr. Mike Wu Ming.
Hey, happy to announce something really cool that you won't want to miss. We just launched The Lounge. This is a free weekly newsletter tailored just for you, the physician entrepreneur and investor. You're going to stay ahead with the latest news in tech trends, entrepreneurial strategies, alternative investing, and passive income tips. And there's so much more, all designed to further your career and financial goals, delivered straight to your inbox every week. We'll also be spotlighting fellow physician entrepreneurs, sharing success stories, and providing valuable lessons from peers who are navigating the same exciting path that you are. No cost, no hassle, just important insights delivered straight to you every week. To sign up, just go to bootstrapmd.com/the lounge and subscribe today. It's 100% free. Once you enter the lounge, get ready to start shaping your future now. Hey, this is Dr. Mike Wu Ming. Welcome to another edition of Bootstrap MD, the podcast for physician and healthcare entrepreneurs. Recently, I had a client come up to me. He was interested in starting up his own podcast. And we talked about the different reasons about why we wanted to get out of it. And I wanted to share with you some strategies that I gave him. And I'm coming up to, he's nearly 4 years of doing this podcast, nearly 300 episodes by the end of 2024. And even prior to this, I had started up two podcasts with moderate success. So I think I know a little bit about podcasting that I wanted to share with you today. So without further ado, let's go over seven strategies that you need to know before starting your first podcast. Number one is choose your topic wisely. What do you want to be known as an expert for? What is a subject that like the back of your hand? You have to be very specific or at least narrow down what you want to be accomplishing in this podcast. And you don't want to make it too broad, make it too specific. Ideally, you want to choose a topic where there is new information coming in. Now, we're going to talk a little bit about whether or not you should do a solo podcast versus interviewing guests. We're going to talk about your format in just a few minutes. But ideally, you want something where there is something that you need to talk about, because especially if you're going to do a solo pod, you need to be able to think of those topics. And eventually, you may run out of topics. But if there's always new news coming into it, new information, maybe there are new products that are coming into this topic, whatever you're going into, then that's something that you can speak of. But make sure that you choose your topic wisely. Ideally, you want to have it where you've got, if you do a weekly podcast, at least 3 months of good content. Decide what topic you want to have, and really understand who is your audience, who is the audience there. I would recommend actually to listen to different types of podcasts in that genre that you want. Maybe there's a topic there that is not being fulfilled, or maybe, as most podcasts are, you got started and then stopped, and there's no one really bringing in, you know, recent information that you can share with your audience. The number two strategy you need to know before starting your podcast is, first, why are you starting a podcast? What is the purpose of it? Perhaps you're a coach and you're looking to get new clients. Perhaps you want to have access to new guests. And a great way for you to, I know people who've started podcasts simply because they wanted to have someone where they can have access to authors in genre, experts. And they've used their podcast as a vehicle that allows them to have access. It's a lot easier for you to reach out to someone, perhaps a famous author, or then by saying, hey, you know, first you could say, hey, can I just talk to you for 10 minutes of your time on your dime? Or would it be much more easy to say, hey, I have a podcast that talks about X and we have new listeners that are coming in regularly. I think you'd be an awesome guest for it. Which one do you think that they're most likely to say yes to? Someone is going to take up their time for a few minutes, or be able to be interviewed in a podcast. Certainly as someone, when you're looking at authors, they've written a book, what do they need? They need to get publicity for the book. They need to get marketing for their book. So it's going to be a lot easier for you to be able to get access by using your podcast as a way of doing so. The purpose could be, hey, I'm looking at it as a way to make some money, as a way to make profits. And I don't think you should have to apologize for it. And there's somebody who's doing it just because they just like talking about the topic. They're already talking about the topic with their spouse or with their significant other. And they want to just be able to just talk about it. And that's okay too. It doesn't have to be for profit. But have an idea, like what is your reason for starting up the podcast? Another important aspect that most people don't think about is advertisers. Sure, you could start this as a hobby, but for me to keep doing this each week, each month that I'm doing this, I'm going to need to have some type of incentive. We get this through advertisers. Are there advertisers in your topic? And that helps answer the question for the first question we asked, is to choose your topic wisely. Have a reason for starting up your podcast. It's going to make it a lot easier. Most podcasts don't get past episode 8. And there's very reasons why they stop it. And simply because they just don't have an incentive to do it. And I think certainly a financial incentive is one way of getting that goal accomplished.
As a doctor, I wasn't used to asking for help, especially when it came to subjects outside of medicine. But then I found physiciancoaches.com. In an instant, I found hundreds of experts to help me in all aspects of life. On areas I was afraid to ask. Dealing with burnout, starting a side gig, money management, even help with my marriage. And the best part? Nearly all experts are physicians themselves. After reading their profile and a quick chat, I knew I found the right mentor for me. At physiciancoaches.com, help from professional colleagues is just a click away.
Number 3, we talked about this a little bit, but choose your format. Is this going to be one where you're going to have guests? Is this one where you're going to have solo? Or can it be a hybrid? Can it be a mix? If you've been a listener to the Bootstrap MD podcast for some time, I talk solo just like I'm talking with you guys right now. Or I'm going to have guests, and I get these emails from potential guests or agencies that represent guests. And in my topic, which is physician entrepreneurship, physician investors, physicians looking into starting up their side gigs, there is a plethora of guests to choose from. But then I do solo episodes like this, where it's just me talking in a microphone for 15, 20 minutes, and I do those as well. I think ideally, you'd like to have a hybrid of it. Having guests can spice things up, get the wheels turning, get you motivated to, you know, dive deeper into subjects. It can introduce new subjects, introduce you to new audiences when you have guests. Because one of the things that you need to have as a podcast, you need to be able to market. And so you can have them. I have it where if a guest comes on, I let them use their audio for whatever they want it, for their episode, for whatever they want, whatever helps them. And I like doing topics like this where I just sometimes feel like I'm just rambling, but I'm able to talk about these subjects. But I can tell you, doing a solo episode can be daunting. It is difficult to talk to yourself for 15, 20 minutes. Perhaps one where you're going to maybe have a co-host on the podcast. And I've certainly had those. I've had some recent episodes with Dr. Ann Truong. Makes it flow, makes the conversation be more spontaneous, lively. Co-host can bring different perspectives, whatever is right for you. And that's what's great about a podcast. You can do anything that you want. But it's important that you choose your format for your podcast, and that just helps your audience. Number 4, have a catchy title. Now, the way that you're going to get new listeners is people will find you different ways. It could be through Apple, it could be through Spotify. There are other different types of podcast directories where people are going to be able to find you. And it's important that you have some type of title, catchy title. Now, in my podcast title, I have Bootstrap MD. Hopefully, people who are entrepreneurs understand what bootstrapping is, because that's a way that I started my business as MD, because it shows that I'm a physician, and perhaps as a topic where the audience are physicians or other healthcare professionals. But I also have in the subtitle list for physician entrepreneurs. I see some podcasts that are excellent, but you wouldn't know exactly what topic they're going to be discussing because the title is so esoteric. And unless you've branded well before starting your podcast, perhaps you already have a brand already and you're just using your podcast as a vehicle, you want to be consistent. And so I recommend having a title, but also have like a subtitle that says who your audience is for, or what is this topic going to be. Give you an example. You may have known that I'm an avid pickleball player. I've been addicted to this for the last year. I listen to lots of different pickleball podcasts, and there's one that's well known, which is called, it's actually more of a YouTube show, but it's called Sorry Not Sorry. And that refers to a saying that where if somebody hits the ball, it hits the net and it dribbles over like that. And the player gets a point for that and says sorry, but then mutters not sorry. Because, hey, I'm sorry that I made this shot. There's no way that you're going to get it. I didn't mean to actually hitting the net and it just dribbled over. But I'm really not sorry because I got the point anyway. And so that refers to that sorry, not sorry that we use in pickleball. You probably wouldn't have known that if you're if you weren't a pickleball player, but it's the title doesn't really tell you what it is, which is basically he reviews different pickleball pro tournaments and such. And it makes it entertaining. So make sure that you have the subtitle just so that the algorithm like Apple, they can find you and they know what that is. And again, it's not a specific strategy that I'm sharing is you need to understand your audience and make sure that it has a catchy title, make sure that you brand it effectively. And in part, in terms of branding too, I think it's helpful to have, and this just as an aside, is to have certain things that you say. So if you listen to the podcast for some time, I always end with, keep moving forward. And I've done that since, I think, the first episode. And that's a way where, you know, every now and then I get some people say, hey, keep moving forward, because that's what I believe in. That's what helped me to run my business. And it just makes things a little bit memorable. I say the same thing at the beginning. This is a podcast for physician entrepreneurs. Every now and then I introduce to new listeners I don't do this at every episode. Wonder who's the audience? Why is it for? Why you should be listening to it? These are all things that can help your brand moving forward. No pun intended. This podcast is sponsored by Doc-to-Doc Lending. Are you a physician looking to consolidate your loans or maybe start a new project like opening up your own clinic? Doc-to-Doc Lending understands the unique financial challenges you face and is here to support you every step of the way. You can benefit from low interest rates, a lightning fast approval process, and personalized loan options tailored exclusively for physicians. This company was founded by doctors for doctors. Don't let financial limitations hold you back any longer. Visit bootstrapmd.com/doc-to-doc to unlock your path into financial freedom today. That's bootstrapmd.com/doc-2-doc, and you can get started right away. Doc-to-Doc Lending helps empower physicians one loan at a time. The fifth strategy that you need to know before starting a podcast is don't really get caught up in technology. Some of the first questions I get asked or get emailed about starting your own podcast is, what microphone do I need? What do I need to be in a recording room? I'm recording this on my Mac microphone. It isn't the best, but I usually don't get too caught up in different type of microphones. I've got expensive microphones that I've used as well. You just want to make an enjoyable experience for the audience. But I do use technology in terms of other ways that I help utilize the podcast. I use Descript, which is an AI type software, which help remove the ums and ahs. I tend to see ums and ahs and you knows, and I'm probably going to be using this right now and hopefully not won't delete it, but it just makes that, it removes long pauses and it makes it a little bit cleaner. I use ScreenFlow to help level out audio because sometimes when you're interviewing a guest, on Zoom or on Skype, their audio levels, I find that to be rather annoying if one is higher or lower than the other in terms of volume. And so I use ScreenFlow for that to help level out the audio for that. Sometimes I see where people go overboard with their technology. I listen to one podcast where he insisted on putting sound effects and putting laugh tracks. I'm not a big fan of that. It actually detracts me from my listening experience. But again, have your audience, gauge your audience, ask him, what do you think about it? Maybe he heard from his audience that people like that kind of stuff. For me, it was a turnoff for me. And yes, I do use artificial intelligence to help come up with ideas, to help write podcast descriptions. So using ChatGPT or Claude are some of my favorites that I use. So yes, don't go overboard. I don't think you have to get a recording studio for this. Just make it good enough. Because at the end of the day, the hardest part of doing this is being consistent, coming up with new topics. That's really the most difficult part of it. And so that leads me to my next strategy, which is being consistent, which is it's important that what we talked about in the first strategy is that you need to have a topic where there's new information that are coming in. I would recommend listening to different types of podcasts. Again, find out what maybe you've got a specific niche that or knowledge, you have your own specific knowledge that maybe isn't being covered. As I said, most podcasts that are out there, I forgot what the statistic is, but there are millions of podcasts that are out there. Majority of them are extinct. I think there's something like 200,000 active podcasts in the whole world that are active right now. But there are a lot of podcasts that have stopped. You know, they've gone past their fourth or fifth episode. What was the reason for that? But there could be many. There could be several different reasons from it. But maybe there is something that is currently not being talked about in those 200,000 podcasts where you could find your own audience. And I still think one of the ways, if you got a product, you got a service, you got a practice, having a podcast is a great free way of marketing yourself, getting people to know you, like, and trust you. That's something that we've preached to help with your business. And one way that being consistent is, my good friend John Jerica said, you know, I was originally doing this every 2 weeks. He says you need to do it weekly. What it allows me to do, it forces me to make new content. And that's helpful. I recommend batching, you know, your content. I'm really bad at doing this. It's not easier when you've got 3 or 4 weeks or even 6 weeks of content already available to you. Makes it a lot easier. And it allows you to get things just completed and make your life a little bit easier. And then finally, our seventh strategy is, as I mentioned, I use my podcast to help me create new content. And it's also important that you repurpose content. So I use, although not in this episode, I use audio, but then I usually have it recording my camera on my laptop or my studio, recording video. And that allows me to find people who are not listening, but to find me on YouTube. So on my Bootstrap MD YouTube channel, which I need to improve on, as my co-host says, and I'm learning from Dr. Antron to help me do that. But you can always transcribe the audios, and then I put the transcript on my blogs or having to do show notes, or I use my audio as a foundation to create new articles. So use it to transcribe. So eventually this audio on podcast will probably be an article as well that I put on my blog, which again allows me to capture people who like to read. So in ways you're using audio, video, reading, different ways to capture new audiences. People like different ways of learning. People like different ways of getting new education. And my podcast too, as a way of being able to capture all different ways that they're going to listen to. Those are my seven strategies for that you need to know before starting your first podcast. Number one, choosing your topic wisely. Number two, what is your purpose of starting your own podcast? Number three, choose your format. Number four, have a catchy title. Get really brand your podcast, but use a subtitle. Be able to find it on the Apple algorithm. Number five, don't get caught up into technology or use technology wisely. Number six is be consistent. And number seven is to repurpose content. So I hope you enjoyed this. If you like this, please let your friends know. Leave a 5-star review if you're so inclined. That helps me, helps reach out new listeners, which I enjoy. And I've been putting this out for nearly 4 years. I've got to meet a lot of new friends, new clients this way. But if you could help me out, that would really help what we're trying to do. And that is to let physicians know that, yes, you can make good business. You can start up your own business and have more enjoyment in your career and your life. And of course, as an entrepreneur, you're going to have ups and downs. You're going to have some low lows. You may have some high highs. At the end, it's just being consistent and keep moving forward.
You've just listened to the Bootstrap MD podcast. For more valuable resources, as well as past recordings of our show, check out our website at bootstrapmd.com. Now, let's get to work.